USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me.
Pelosi speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, she continues,
I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
President Trump's approval rating is going up in a new poll during the impeachment inquiry. Rasmussen Reports has 52% of Americans approving of the job the president is doing, while 47% disapprove. The approval number is up from 46% last week, and the poll found that 38% strongly approve and 40% strongly disapprove. Former Secretary of State John Kerry is endorsing Joe Biden. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The U.S. trade deficit is hitting its lowest level since May of last year. The Commerce Department says the deficit dropped more than 7% to just over $47 billion. It's the second straight month that it has dropped. There were also decreases in both imports and exports, which indicates President Trump's trade war with China is reducing overall trade. A judge is dismissing a lawsuit to exhume John Dillinger. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The body of John Dillinger, or whoever is buried in his grave, is going to stay right where it is. A judge has ruled that Dillinger's family cannot exhume the body for testing. The judge says state law allows managers at the Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis to block that move. Some of the Dillinger family members want to dig up the body originally as part of a History Channel show, as they claim that the FBI shot and killed the wrong man.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The U.S. Navy seizes suspected Iranian missile parts set for Yemen. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian-guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen, according to U.S. officials, marking the first time such sophisticated components have been taken en route to the war there. The seizure from a small boat by the United States Navy and United States Coast Guard happened Wednesday in the Northern Arabian Sea, and the weapons have been linked to Iran. The U.S. has consistently accused Iran of illegally smuggling arms to Houthi rebels battling the Yemeni government, and has seized smaller and less sophisticated weapons in transit. The missile parts found in the latest incident were described as more advanced than any others previously seized.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blasting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for hopping on an international flight to attend a climate change summit in Madrid.
I understand the Speaker of the House spent part of this week in Madrid talking about climate change, as if to underscore that Democrats' top priority is performance art for coastal elites and not the people's business.
The Kentucky Republican took to the floor of the Senate and says Democrats want to pass the socialist Green New Deal that would hurt the U.S. economy. He also pointed out that the U.S. has cut its carbon emissions significantly in the past 15 years. For more news, you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.